every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Hear the word of the Lord, princes of Sodom. Listen to the instruction of our God, people of Gomorrah. Wash yourselves clean. Put away your misdeeds from before my eyes. Cease doing evil. Learn to do good. Make justice your aim. Redress the wronged. Hear the orphan's plea. Defend the widow. Come now, let us set things right, says the Lord. Though your sins be like scarlet, they may become white as snow. Though they be crimson red, they may become white as wool. If you are willing and obey, you shall eat the good things of the land. But if you refuse and resist, the sword shall consume you. For the mouth of the Lord has spoken. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Not for your sacrifices do I rebuke you, for your burnt offerings are before me always. I take from your house no bullock, no goats out of your fold. To the upright I will show the saving power of God. Why do you recite my statutes and profess my covenant with your mouth? Though you hate discipline and cast my words behind you. To the upright, I will show the saving power of God. When you do these things, shall I be deaf to it? Or do you think that I am like yourself? I will correct you by drawing them up before your eyes. He that offers praise as a sacrifice glorifies me, and to him that goes the right way, I will show the salvation of God. To the upright, will show the saving power of God. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Cast away from you all the crimes you have committed, says the Lord, and make for yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus spoke to the crowds and to his disciples, saying, "The scribes and the Pharisees have taken their seat on the chair of Moses. Therefore do and observe all things whatsoever they tell you, but do not follow their example. For they preach, but they do not practice. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen. They widen their phylacteries and lengthen their tassels. They love places of honor and banquets, seats of honor in synagogues, greetings in marketplaces, and the salutation, Rabbi. As for you, do not be called Rabbi. You have but one teacher, and you are all brothers. Call no one on earth your father. You have but one father in heaven. Do not be called Master. You have but one master, the Christ. The greatest among you must be your servant. Whomever exalts himself will be humbled, but whomever humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Those who have children get to see the report cards of their children when they come home from school. I saved my report card when I was in second grade. I went to my mother, and my mother this wrote on there, you know, something about he's very competitive, you know, and stuff like that. So there's an interaction between the teachers and the and the parents. And I saved that report card, and eventually I found my second grade teacher, and I sent it to her in the mail, you know, just say, I'm a bishop now. Anyway, I keep sending her a Christmas card every year, this sister, and she's in Philadelphia. That was up in Northern Virginia where I was going to grade school. It's interesting, when we show how we're doing in life, like the kids might say, look, I got an A on my test. The parents are so proud of them, say, oh, well, we'll make cupcakes tonight or something like that to celebrate. But you could ask the question, well, how are the rest of your classmates doing, you know? And we don't really focus on, the other people. We just focus on, did I do good or not? And did I get the A, you know? And what about the person that got the F? Do we really care, you know, about that person? Say, are they deserved it? You know, that's, we kind of look at, keeping score. And the problem we have with the Pharisees is they're concerned about always getting the A+. They're always concerned about being exalted in the eyes of other people. But if you ask the question, were the Pharisees were concerned about helping other people who may needed a tutor, you know, a good tutor to help them along or something like that, they would probably say no. They widen their phylacteries and they make themselves look good and so forth. So it raises the question in Lent that we do have prayer and fasting. You might say, I'm doing good and my prayer life is better, my fasting, I'm giving up things, maybe I'm doing so good. We might give ourselves a report card and say, hey, A+, I'm doing good. Or maybe we're giving ourselves a B-. But what's not on the report card is that almsgiving. What are we doing next to, you know, our neighbor? Do we really care about them? You know, is our hearts being expanded to say, you know, Lent is not about me, it's about others. And so it brings us to the close of the gospel today when we hear the words, the greatest among you must be your servant. Whoever exalts himself will be humbled, but whoever humbles himself will be exalted. Do everything that the Pharisees observe and the scribes, but do not follow their example. They tie up heavy burdens hard to carry and lay them on people's shoulders, but they will not lift a finger to move them. All their works are performed to be seen, maybe in their own eyes, but do they see their neighbor? You know, and to do that charity that goes outward. So we have prayer, fasting, almsgiving. Maybe today we think about what are we doing for our neighbor during Lent.